The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Ernie Dingo has been on this show. He's talked about being involved in the federal government campaign to encourage vaccination in remote Indigenous communities, which is awesome. And he spoke very well about why it was important and how the dialogue needed to happen in these communities to get the people on board. But now he's been targeted.
Yeah, and really, really badly. So, you know, he's it's obviously been happening for a long time.
Oh, hang on, can I just cut in? So my producer, Jess, has just admitted... Is it you, Jess? No, is it you, Kate? So Kate, my producer, has admitted that she's chased someone in her undies at 3 a.m. in the morning. No, it is Jess. Oh, Jess.
You're not taking that one.
I apologise, Kate. It seemed like Jess was throwing you under the bus there. It was Jess who's been in her undies chasing someone. Wow.
CCTV?
No.
Okay.
Wow. There you
See,
go.
It
so,
happens.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. We're learning a lot today. Anyway, sorry, Kate.
No,
back to
fine.
Ernie Dingo.
Yeah. So look, he's copped a lot of abuse. So and it's truly, truly awful. And this time they've actually targeted his kids. So he's got twin boys.
Oh, what?
I think they're about 6 years old. And what they're doing is they're saying that, you know, basically because he's promoting this vaccination, he's promoting genocide, and it's going to wipe everybody out. And they hope it wipes out his kids in much more awful terms.
I saw this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, it was. I mean, everything's appalling, you know. There's a lot of appalling stuff, but this is right on the edge as well, isn't it? It's just shocking.
Yeah, it's truly awful. And you can see, like, he's obviously copped it for a long time, and he hasn't actually tweeted for a really long time, so he's must have been able to deal with it. But this has probably just pushed him over the edge. I mean, when you threaten someone's kids, it's just... Well, when you do any of it, but threatening your kids is just, yeah, truly awful.
So, and that's why I think you really have to respect Ernie for taking on this responsibility, because he would have known that there's a chance that you're going to cop it from the crazy anti-vaxxers.
Yeah.
And no doubt the fact that he is an Aboriginal man himself, it makes it even worse, because it taps into that racist element, which we know, you know, like, there were Proud Boys at that last COVID freedom rally
scary.
On the weekend. So there's that element in that group. So it is scary. And I just, you know, encourage everybody to just, you know, just wake up to yourselves, I guess.
Just get on with it.
And hopefully he can still get out there into the communities and achieve some good results, because we've seen in the Northern Territory some big fears up there.
Yeah. And now, as was released earlier today, Mr. Dawson was referring to the very low Aboriginal vaccination rates, and it's a real problem that they've got on their plate.
Yep, exactly. Like, because of the, not least because of the long history of white people going into those communities and not really doing anything very positive for the people. So there's plenty of mistrust.